This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Hi, good morning to you, Johnny, and good very late afternoon over at my end in Asia today.
It's been a dramatic morning over here in the UK today because we actually have had, it's not that rare these days. It seems to happen more often than it used to every two or three years. We've got a new prime minister on the horizon because the current incumbent, Keir Starmer, actually resigned just a couple of hours ago. It was expected. Be interesting to get your take on how markets have reacted. And I suppose it will depend on who becomes the new prime minister and what his or her policies are. It looks like Andy Burnham at the moment. I know markets have been concerned in the last few weeks about who his chancellor may be because they quite like Rachel Reeves, the current chancellor. There is a question of uncertainty, but how have markets reacted to that news globally and particularly in the UK?
Yeah, sure. So let's start with the British pound against the USD. So the British pound against USD has been rather stable upon the official announcement of Prime Minister Starmer's resignation early this morning, UK time. But that has been roughly been priced in by the markets already because we're talking about there has been rumors circulating since late last week. So that actually causes the pound versus the dollar to plummet last week by 1.3% or so. And it printed a low on last Friday, the intraday low of which is 1.3163. So that's a very important level because that level actually is just only a whisker away from its long-term circular ascending channel support that has been in place since September 2022 low. That's exactly at 1.3160. So what market is now looking at, like what you mentioned, Johnny, is what will be the new prime minister policy in terms of balancing the UK fiscal deficit and as well as who will be the chancellor will be, given the fact that would there be a raise in higher corporate taxes going forward. So market is waiting on that particular, we call it clarity. But before waiting the next prime minister to come in and together with his firmer fiscal policy, so that will only perhaps will shed some light only maybe we're talking about end of this week or even next week over here. So market will be looking for the near-term catalyst, the next near-term potential catalyst for to actually move the needle in the sterling pound against the dollar will be this Thursday US core PCE price inflation data.
Kelvin, what are markets expecting from the latest core PCE numbers?
So if you look at the core PCE inflation trend in the US has been rather red hot. So we are talking about last month data for the month of April. It was at 3.3% year on year. So this 3% year on year data is the highest since October 2023. So if the core PCE price inflation trend on a year-on-year basis came in much higher than 3.3, let's say it coming at 3.4/3.6% year-on-year, so that could actually indicate that the US inflation trend is getting northwards, which means that potentially we may start to see a much more hawkish repricing of a US Federal Reserve kickstarting a interest rate hike cycle, not cut cycle. So far, if you talk about the Fed Funds futures traders, they have been pricing in one interest rate hike to come in as soon as the September meeting this year, and also looking for a possibility of a second interest rate hike to come as soon as Q1 of next year. So if we start to see a further rate hot core PCE inflation trend ranging from a range of 3.4% to 3.6%, that could solidify the possibility of a second interest rate hike to be penciled in as soon as the first quarter of next year by the Fed. And that could potentially see further upside movement on the US dollar, given the fact that the US dollar index last week had a weekly close above a major range resistance at 100.54. So this 100.54 has been keeping the prior boost in checks since May last year.
And of course, concerns in the United States rest very much on inflation, as you've just intimated, which is why we're seeing a stronger dollar and the chances of rate hikes. But looking at the oil price at the moment, which has dictated inflation, really dominated it over the last 3 or 4 months, we're now back to levels not far off what they were before the start of the war in the Middle East, which is good news in terms of the outlook for inflation.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at the headline levels, we talk about West Texas crude oil is trading at around what, 76.50 now. So that is pretty much so-called encouraging for the U.S. Administration, given the fact that, you know, we know that U.S. President Trump rating has been going south due to this ongoing U.S.-Iran hostility that leading to what I call higher gas prices in the U.S. So with oil prices now getting a bit soft, it's definitely an encouraging sign. But that is only looking at the absolute number. So if you look at the trend, it's still holding above its key 200-day moving average. All right. So what's interesting over here is that today's softness in oil prices, so at the earlier start of today's early Asia session, that means right at my timing, Singapore timing at 6 a.m., we see a gap up in oil price as high as 1.7 to 1.8%. So this intraday gain of 1.7 to 1.8% has been totally wiped out. So if you're talking about West Texas crude oil, they are down by negative 1.7% intraday. So it's a wild swing on the intraday basis. So this softness in the oil prices come on an encouraging backdrop that kind of a the both sides of US and Iran, they kind of agreed to a roadmap for now, all right, to talk about we call it iron out things, to number one, to have a lasting finalized peace deal. And also during this agreed roadmap that has been agreed early on today in Switzerland, that the Strait of Hormuz were to be remain open. And they're also talking about a potential lasting ceasefire arrangement between this hostility between Iran's long-term ally Hezbollah and Israel. All right, so that has been kind of agreed upon in today, right, over in Switzerland. But we know that things could start to change again if Hezbollah and Israel or either one of them continues to trade tick for tack. And that could kind of irritate Iran, and the whole roadmap agreement that has been agreed upon today may throw back to the negotiating table again, and you know that could actually lead to, you know, the usual way of U.S. President Trump using his social media to gain extraction from Iran by threatening to use force. So that has been that behavior was early being fleshed out in yesterday, Sunday's weekend, where we start to see Iran threatening to walk out from that first round of U.S.-Iran lasting peace deal negotiation.
I suppose the question is how tenuous the agreement is, and only time will tell. Before I let you go, Kelvin, what else should we look out for in the next few days?
Sure. So other than the core PCE price inflation data out from US on Thursday, this week will be a slew of global PMI preliminary flash releases from S&P Global. So S&P Global will release a slew of manufacturing and services PMI in developed nations, kickstarting from tomorrow Asia session, which is on Wednesday with Australia, Japan, and followed by in the afternoon Asia timing, we have Eurozone, UK, and late into the Asia timing will be US. So traders will be continued to monitor this slew of PMI data. So given that they are leading economic growth / inflationary trend data. So market also will be looking at the subcomponent of those prices paid within this PMI survey data. So we know that those subcomponent, the prices paid both in the manufacturing and the services PMI data, they have been heading northwards in developed nations. So market will be paying very close attention to the US one, especially on the services PMI paid for data within this services PMI component. So any data that is showing signs of red hot input prices in the services PMI data for US, that could also solidify the repricing of a higher chance for the US Federal Reserve to potentially ignite a second interest rate hike in the early part of 2027. That means we talk about the Q1 2027.
Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thank you for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.